Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Black Writer's Face. I am your host, Miss Mocha, and I have my host with me tonight is DeAndrea. And our guest tonight is playwright and film director John Ruffin, Mr. John
Yay.
Ruffin. Let me rephrase that. I'm excited.
Yes.
Very excited. I'm trying to multitask here. Anyhow, how is everyone doing? Hello to our listeners. Thanks for tuning in with us tonight. We definitely appreciate you. Wow, it's so much. Whew, so much happens
so
in between the shows. Yeah.
No,
so,
I know.
Give me 1 second. Anyhow, how's everyone's day been?
Great.
Anybody publish a book today? I didn't.
I didn't either.
No, right? I gotta get my ass off the ground.
Oh,
I really do.
Yes.
I just had
a
conversation with a future guest that we'll have coming on Monday, and we were just talking about how good God is and everything that he's done, and just the goodness of him. And until you experience that,
absolutely,
you just don't know how good he is.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
So
you can't beat him. You can't be God. You can't be God given. You can't be God in life. You can't be God at all.
Nope.
So for the people that don't know him, if you can't beat him, you might as well join him, because he's the best thing out here.
And there are no substitutions. Absolutely not.
That's the truth. Absolutely not.
So I am excited to talk to Mr. Ruffin. He has so much going on. I was going through his bio. You know, he had a play called No More Sheets.
Get out of here. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, right. I'm like, oh, no, what? Yeah, his bio is awesome. I went over the bio, Very interesting. This whole thing was after each play, life should be changed. And if that's not happening, it's no purpose in doing it. So in his bio, he talks about how so many people were getting saved after the play.
That's amazing.
It is, and that's what we need.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And it should be like that. It should be like that with movies as well, that have the persona of God, and you know, there should be a message. You know, like with Tyler Perry, how he always tries to have a message. It should be a message, and people should want to be a part of what God has to offer them, and they should learn that through what they see and what they, and their spirit should be fed. So if you're going out here and you aren't being fed, and that's everywhere at church, if you're watching it, if you're listening to a pastor, if you're live streaming it, or however you get it, if you are not being fed, then you need to go someplace else and sit down for your meal.
Right. And then you have to not only, you know, get it when you're in the presence of it, but take it with you everywhere and study. So, yeah. We do have Mr. Ruffin waiting on the line. I'm going to bring him right on. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm excited to have you on the show.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I have my co-host with me, DeAndrea.
Hey, how are you doing, DeAndrea?
Hi, how are you? A pleasure,
I'm okay.
pleasure. Great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, let's just dig right in. We have Mr. John Ruffin, playwright and film director. Absolutely amazing, amazing. He took his gift and he is working it and working it and working it.
I'm trying.
No, yeah, you're not trying. You're doing it. Like people tell me, you're not trying. You're doing it. You've
okay,
done it.
Well, I'm doing it.
That's right. So, now, I read in your bio that you started at the age of 12.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So, you know, I have a pretty big family. So, you know, I'm the eldest of two brothers, two sisters, so it's five of us. And basically, you know, doing the stage plays started at the house, you know, in front of where my mom and dad being the audience. And me actually taking songs. And my first play was, you remember that whining song, Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I created a little stage play using my brothers and sisters with that. So it all, from that point, it just kind of actually just grew from that point.
Wow. And I was also saying before you came on air, you did a play called No More Sheets.
Yes.
What was that about? I saw that and I was like, how did I miss that one?
Yeah, well, I'm bringing it back, so it's coming
cool.
back. So, well, basically, you know, No More Sheets deals with the lives of a pastor and the things that we cover
wow.
up, not just as pastors or clergy, but as men
yeah.
just being regular people, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there's an underlying hurt, there's an underlying pain, there's an underlying reasoning that we do the things that we do. And, you know, and it's not always that human can understand, but it takes God to be able to uncover that, and sometimes uncover that, and you don't necessarily have to do it in the public. He can pull the sheets off of you in your own private place that only you and that just shows how good and how big of a God that we have.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
Yeah,
now,
so.
It says that you stepped out on faith in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
So now tell us, how did you get to that point where you say, you know what, I'm going to do this?
Well, through
high
school.
From the
know,
age of 12, I know you
yeah.
were already kind of in, you know, you already had started
mm-hmm.
working your gift, but for you to just say, blam, in 1993, this is it.
Well, you know, from there I went on to, you know, high school, and I tried out for those school plays. And I never forget it. I was 16 years old, and a guy, a playwright by the name of Michael Matthews, who was considered the gospel, like the first one to start these plays. He's the godfather of the gospel play world. And I saw a play called, what was that play called? Oh, I can't even think of it. But he did this play, and I sat in the rafters of the Regal Theater. And I, man, that the way that play moved me, I said, I have to do this. So I, at the age of 19, 93 and 93, I guess I'm showing my age, but I jumped out there and I did it. You know what I'm saying? I did it, and from that point, I did it at the R.D. Hinton Cultural Center in Chicago, where the Apostle Hinton actually attended the play, and he told me that was the night Tupac died. And that night, like 100 people came up and wanted to give their life to Christ off a play, you know. And I was so shocked. And he said from that point, he spoke into my life. He said, from this point on, this is what you're going to be doing. You're going to preach to the world with your plays. And it just blew up from that point. Oh, have I had a lot of ups and downs? Yes, but
absolutely.
It was the ups. Have been greater than the down, so yet I push, you know.
Wow, you're gonna make me run around this block. Okay, okay. No, I love to hear that because, and I think people need to hear that more often because you can get so caught up. From my own personal experience, you get so caught up in just going to church, just, you know, the religiously, you know, every Sunday. Oh, you got to go to church every Sunday. And walking out of there and not getting anything, nothing changing, not coming home and activating any of this stuff, not seeing nothing manifest. But when you get a hold of it,
Well, so, you know, God uses, he got so many avenues. And, you know, I'm just appreciative of the gift. That's why I always said I can never get in a place puffed up, because it's just that, it's a gift. You know what I'm saying? Gifts come without repentance. So, you know, anybody can have it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can have a gift to do anything. So, but it still comes from God. So I still, you know, because some of the times I sit in the audience of my own shows and see how just something fictional manipulate the audience to feel like it's real. And now it gave me a deeper encounter with what a parable that Jesus was speaking about. When he was speaking in parables, how powerful they were. Because in order for it to move people off something that they can relate to, it actually becomes the word manifested. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I really appreciate. I love it. You know, like I said, you know, sometimes I feel like giving it up. A lot of times I felt, but I feel like if I give it up, I just left the whole nation out there. You know, and that's how strong and how powerful it is to me.
Oh, wow. I think I know exactly what you mean when you sometimes you want to give me I've been there before. Absolutely. And then you have too many people watching you. You have too many lives, not so much like depending on you, but it's like it may take them seeing you to bring them out of whatever they're in. So,
absolutely. And here's the negative side to that. They have to see your downfalls too, you know, and that's what I always said. I don't want, please don't put me on the pedestal. You know what I'm saying? Please don't, because you know what? I can let you down just as fast as you put me on that pedestal. However, keep your sight on the one who gave me the gift, not on me, but on the one who gave it to me. And, you know, and because I'm still a work, you know what I'm saying? The Lord knows I'm a work, you know, but that's what makes me keep doing what I do and why I write what I write. Is because, you know, I want people to see that transparency, to say that, you know, I'm a man, but look where, how far I've come. Look what God has brought me from. And look where he's taken me to. And not all the times do I see it. Not all the times is it clear to me. But yet I press. You know what I'm saying? So it is something about that scripture. I forget about those things which are behind me. You know what I'm saying? But I press toward the mark. And that's what I do. You know, and that's what we do with our gifts, you know?
Wow. Absolutely amazing. It's so inspiring to just hear, you know, and like you said, you're still a work. We're still a work. We're going to have ups and downs, but the ups are going to outweigh the downs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, awesome,
and
amazing,
also,
so inspiring.
It is. It's awesome to just have, you know, for you to be such a humble spirit, you know. You could, by all means, like you say, be on that pedestal, because people try to put you on there, not necessarily to make you fall, but they're appreciative in the beginning. But boy, when that pedestal gets a rocking, and the test starts coming, and you look like you're wobbling, sometimes you feel like you have more people that are cheering you on to fall and fail than you do to stay on there and keep your balance. So I love that you watch your plays. I love that you want to see the reaction of the audience, and you want to know how are they taking it all in. And there's just so many different ways that you can do it. You could, you know, just be like, hey, I made it. I did it. I'm here. And that's it. But instead, you know, you're still in a place where you're still humble, and God, you still appreciate the work and what God has done and what he is doing. And so that is what we love about your work. Tell us about some of the projects that you're working on right now.
Okay. Well, you know, I jumped out there because the thespian world, you know, because my world is really the gospel play, the inspirational stage plays. And so with that, you know, a lot of the play world don't take it serious. You know, they call it chilling circuit. They call it all these other things, saying that we own, this is all that we could do. So with that challenge, I was able to, I went out there and did Dream Girls, one of the Broadway musicals. And we just got out of, we did 16 shows, and I mean, honestly, we averaged like 900 people a night, you know. So so it was very successful, and now I'm on my sophomore project when it comes down to the Broadway musicals with The Color Purple. So that's coming up, July 27th through the 29th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. So I'm only going to do one weekend of it, and then, you know, and that off to the next project. And I just wanted
to kind
of...
That's my birthday. That's my birthday. It's
is it?
So right on my birthday. Absolutely.
You're July, baby. You're July, baby.
Yes, I am.
So am
yes, I.
July 3rd. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Right around the corner.
Right. So, you
that
know,
is
so basically...
Awesome.
That's what I wanted to do, to show that, you know, hey, I can be saved, I can be sanctified, and I can do, I'm gifted to do even those plays if I want to. You know, we're not just, you can't put us in a box, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I won't allow that to happen. Yeah.
We were just talking before you came on air about the message and have, you know, when you see a play, like I was saying, when you see a play, when you see a movie, when you go to church, whether you're watching it live streaming, whether you're listening to it on the radio, however you are being fed, you should come back from that experience feeling full. And if you have not been fed, if your spirit man has not been fed, then you need to find someplace else to go eat. It's just that simple.
Right.
You just need to go find someplace to eat. And a lot of times we get complacent. You know, we get used to the word. And I love what you said about how, you know, people don't, you know, you have to go back to what it is that a lot of people don't even know that may be plaguing or bothering you, and about the play that you wrote, the first play, and how God has to deliver you from those things, and he can do it right in your prayer closet, right at home, right in the bed, right in your
Absolutely.
Car. He doesn't have to do it anyplace else. And so I love that, again, you say you're not in the box. You think outside the box. You can put whatever you put your hands on. If it is anointed by him, then it's going to be great regardless. It's going to be great regardless. As long as you give him his due service. So
that's it.
I commend you.
What about basically? You know, we have many different likes, many different dislikes, you know, and I like to explore that. I said when I turned the age of 40, I just stopped caring what other people cared, thought about. And just you know, because God, he even gave me so many gifts. Some of us, you know, play basketball, but I just didn't go that route. You know what I'm saying? But we have so many gifts, and we always just, you know, because I come from an old traditional church, they just lock you down. You lock me down and I can't move, but yet now, you know, I'm able to meet the masses, you know. And like I remember one time I did a play, and I put a club scene in one of my first plays, and the evangelist was there. She was praying on me that when I got to church, you know, this, and, yo, Lord, don't let them people pick up that spirit. And so I asked, I said, well, last time you preached, how many people came to Christ? And she said, about five people came up there. And I said, well, you know, 100 people came to Christ with the play. I said, do you think he cared if it was club scene was in that play?
Yeah.
You know, I said, he uses those things. Because if we can't, we're all at something. You know what I'm saying? And some of us are working on being an ex to something, you know?
And if
the part of being a testimony is being able to tell people where you come from.
That's true.
So that's what I use it for. You know, I use it for that. Yeah. I push the envelope on purpose just to make you, manipulate
you
the emotion.
You have to reach people on their level. Of course, we all are holy. We all love to consider ourselves holy and righteous before the Lord, amen, hallelujah. But the bottom line is, we are trying to win people to Christ. We are trying to tell people about Jesus. We are trying to give them an experience where they can call on his name, where they can praise him, and they can, you know, just know to pray. Some people don't even know how to pray, you know.
True.
And you're not going to... Then you're not going to reach them in the church all the time. Sometimes a friend may drag them, but you know what? You have to reach people where they are, and that club scene they can relate to.
Well,
you
know,
sometimes
you have
to get away and can relate.
Personally, I feel like, you know, there is such an attack on the body that people are losing hope in church now.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
losing hope because
yeah,
of so many downfalls and so forth like
mm-hmm.
that. Because so this is coming, we're coming at a place now that God is, you know, he says he's going to pour his spirit out on all flesh. That means
mm-hmm.
something. That means, you know what, where man couldn't do it or try and think they're messing it up, where the devil think he's getting the victory with man messing it up, God is going to come around and he's going to come different avenues, avenues that
Absolutely.
You're not even expecting. So that's
yes.
what I feel like, you know, that what's happening now. You know, somebody
yes.
have to be able to relate to people without taking them to church. You can go to church on Sunday, but I can take
mm-hmm.
you somewhere else in your imagination that church can't take you because they have the guidelines, you know, what they try to stick with guidelines. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I feel. I feel like God is just using this in a new age, new era. I'm not trying to be Tyler Perry. You know what I'm saying? I'm being
mm-hmm.
John Ruff.
That's right.
And John Ruffin brings this to the table, not what Tyler Perry. Thank God for Tyler. He does what he does, you know.
Yes.
But
right.
I want to do what I do, you know.
Right.
Absolutely. And that's amazing. What we're going to do is take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit more of any projects that you have coming up other than those. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
Good evening, and we are back. This is Black Writer Space. I am your host, Ms. Mocha. And our guest tonight is Mr. John Ruffin, playwright and film director. Also,
yes,
I have
hello,
my host
hello.
With me, Deandria. I done got so excited and got off into that song. I'm sorry, Dee.
That's okay.
You call her Diane Hewitt.
I know, right? Okay. What I want to touch on is, what was I going to ask? Oh, my God, my math is way blank.
We want to know about auditions. We want to know
auditions.
About how you go
what
about
does it take?
Auditions.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said what?
Auditions. If anyone is interested in starring in one of your plays,
mm-hmm.
What do they need to do? What are the requirements? What are you looking for? How would they contact you?
Well, they can go to my website, www.johnruffin.com. That's johnruffin.com. And usually I have, when I'm posting something, there's a link to my Facebook page. I usually post it on my Facebook page and or my website, you know, because every play, it requires different, you know, has different characteristics, different people that you're looking for. So, you know, at this moment, I'm not auditioning anyone yet, but I have a show coming up, so I will be auditioning real, real, real soon. So they can always go to www.johnruffin.com.
Okay.
Sounds good. Now, everybody doesn't have to sing in the play, do they?
No, every show, you know, is a you have singing roles and you have acting roles, you know.
Okay.
And so, you know, there's always, everybody always thinks that every role you have to sing. Not at all. Because I know I've been in my own shows and I know I don't sing.
Okay. Absolutely wonderful. Now, tell us, who inspired you? Who have you looked to draw inspiration from when you are writing or when you are, you know, just creating a play or, you know, just a work of art? What is it, or who are some of the people that you've drawn inspiration from or that have served as, you know, helpful to, towards you?
Well, you know, when I started, to be honest with you, there were really nobody to help. One of the playwrights I did get in contact with, and when I finally got in contact with him, and I said, yeah, you know, I have this gift to write, and this day he said, well, if you had this gift, then, you know, they'll find you, and he hung up the phone on me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so my inspiration, and I'm going to be truthful and to be honest without sounding preachy, has only been God. So, therefore, when I do blow up, per se, I have nobody else to give credit to but him, because he's the only one. He had to teach me how to do this. He had to show me from scratch. This is my 22nd year doing plays, and he had to show me from scratch. Nobody grabbed my hand and guided me anywhere but him. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the night, the only one I have to give credit to is God, really.
Wow.
Yep. So, and that's why I say it's been a journey, but my journey is so others don't have to take the journey. So that's why I was able to start a performing arts group with Theater 47, and that was our first production was Dream Girls, you know, and our second production will be The Color Purple. So I'm trying to show these people who ordinarily wouldn't get an opportunity to give them an opportunity to show them how to brand themselves, how to get into this entertainment business, how to be successful, and then, you know, how to work hard at getting what you need to get, you know. So a lot of times people don't, they want it, but they don't know what it took to get it. You know what I'm saying? They think everything is dollar signs immediately. No, a lot of times I did so many things for free, you know, and that was my college course in order for me to learn. So, you know, it's different things like that, but that's why I like to give back to so many people when I can, you know, and give them opportunity, because that door wasn't open for me like that, you know, and I want to open that door for others.
Okay, so you do have do you offer like courses, and or do you have things that can help up and coming?
Well, you know what, I am creating a team now that will be able to do that, you know, and with Theater 47. Theater 47 will be offering courses for playwrights, for actors, actresses, you know, dancers, the whole nine. Mm. So if I build with these productions, I can build the entire conglomerate of what I'm trying to do, you know, because it's going to be bigger than what you're seeing. You know, I see the vision, and I'm just running after it, but it takes money to get to it, and I know how to each person let me get the money, and I will spread it out.
Absolutely.
And without breaking people's pocketbook, you know, everything is I try not to do that even with my productions. You know, I try to keep it reasonable, affordable, so that you can bring your whole family out and enjoy yourselves, you know. So
Very, very important, because, you know, as a mom, I want my children to be able to have that experience and get the same message and have the same feel-good moment, you know, and come away and take something away from it and see, you know, a production and not, you know, just what they see on TV and not just what they see at the movies, but to see people doing it every day and, you know, being and loving what they do. And I want to be able to afford to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
It is very, very important.
It's exactly, because, you know, you got a lot of single moms, single dads out there, and, hey, that book gets thin sometimes. So I want them to be able to know who I am, but at the same time be able to, you know, afford my production, and my productions afford it, you know, because we have, like, 67 people in the production, you know.
Wow.
So we have 67 people we're able to put to work all the time, you know. So it's a blessing.
It is
smile on their faces. It really is.
Now, if there was something that you want our listeners to know, or fans of your plays, or potential fans, or anything at all that you would want them to know, if you want to leave them with, what would it be? It could be anything.
Well, you know, the thing that I like to tell the listening audience is hope until you see it, you know. A lot of times we're giving up on hope and we're falling down because hope seems to escape us. But I guarantee you, if you keep hoping, eventually you're going to run right into what you want to see. So
Absolutely. That's
what I would like to tell
you. That's awesome.
I like that.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
You see it. That's awesome.
Right to the
I
point,
like
yeah.
Absolutely. And let the listeners know how they can get in contact with you again if they want to find out any information about any plays or upcoming events that you may have. How would they go about doing that?
Sure, they can go to my website at www.johnruffin.com. Again, that's www.johnruffin.com. And again, they can email me the whole night, and I email back.
Great.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
Great.
It may take me
2 days,
but I get there.
Okay, and your email address?
It's on the site, johnruffin.com.
Okay.
Right on the site.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be just to have a little chat with us, sit down and have a moment with Black Writer's Space. We've absolutely loved having you. I can't wait for your play to come out. That's my birthday weekend.
Yes.
All right. I know I'll be attending the Color Purple. I have a friend of mine that's in your play.
Oh, yeah,
so,
who's that?
Erica Henderson.
Erica Henderson? Oh, okay, yeah, Lacey.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you got to see her where she's playing.
Yeah, I'm like, Erica, you go where? She was like, girl,
I
want to act.
Know
and
Erica.
I've been knowing Erica for years, and I never knew that
she and I went to high school together, and I didn't know it.
Okay.
I didn't know she could sing. You wait till you
I'm
hear
her. I'm excited for her.
Yes.
Well, Ryan, you know what? I was
sing.
With her in church. So she did. She was in the choir. So, yeah.
Really?
I'm blowing. So I already told her I'm going to get 2 tickets from her. And then I have another friend that's affiliated with you, Living Boldly. She has some modeling consulting.
Yeah.
We're real tight, yeah. Yep.
Oh, beautiful.
And I've already seen some DVDs on the website I know I'm going to purchase.
Oh,
so,
beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Matter of fact, I'm going to shoot you an email. I just came up with an idea to kind of get the word out about your upcoming projects that you have. But Black Writer Space will definitely be here to support you continuously. And we'll be praying. We'll be we're here. Whatever you need us to do, give us a call. If it's just to pick up some flyers, I don't know how you guys are totally advertising. If we need to do some, I'll definitely put it on my list to talk about on the show on the daily. Yeah, we have it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I appreciate
just
it.
Keep
Thank
us posted with any new projects. Let us know. We'll be back on.
I will do so. I promise you.
Okay. Well, thank you
so
much. And
so
you enjoy
much.
The rest of your evening.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank
all right,
you.
God bless you both. All right. Bye now.
Thank you.
Wow. I am so excited. It was.
What?
I think each time we have someone on, I like the fact that they bring them. You know, they just bring their world what their gift is, what they're about, what they're doing, what their future, just everything. So it's like it's for every guest, I think, and I know I always say, how are you? It's an honor to have you. But I literally feel like that. I literally feel like that about every single guest. So, and that's whether the whole world knows about
that.
You or whether we just know about you. So,
and
our listeners.
But I think they can tell that. And I think they can tell that it's because they do genuinely bring themselves. And
they do,
their,
and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Wonderful spirit. He had a wonderful spirit, very humble, very grateful. Very gracious. Just you can tell that he loves the Lord and that he is going to do what God has called him to do. And I wish him the best of luck. I can't wait for his projects to come where he is helping the people with the school production and everything. I know that is going to be awesome. Awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
I don't even want to say I wish him luck. You know, I always tell people luck runs out. But,
well,
God's blessing.
Right,
now,
right.
I know. I'm just, you know me.
No. I'm saying,
you know, I take it to that level.
Folks, like, we want to go to the audition, so.
I know. I was sitting here like, okay. I thought about acting, I think, maybe twice before.
Right.
It's a lot of work, but, you never know. But
it's so much fun. I've done plays.
It is. But sometimes
so
I sit and watch movies, and then what made me start thinking about it was when I thought about my own story, like with my book and what I want to put out in my book, because I'm putting out some stuff. I'm not sugarcoating nothing. This how it happened. Like the guy told us last night that was on the show.
Last night, right.
You know,
absolutely. And
I used to be so worried about, they're going to be looking at me. They're going to say this. They're going to, I could
you
give
know
a
what's
kill
amazing,
less.
Too? He said when he turned 40, he stopped caring about people. About it. And I thought that's amazing, and it's like a double-edged sword, because the first I was thinking, it took you to 40, then I was thinking, shoot, I'm almost 40, and I'm just not getting there. So it's amazing when you can remember the moment where you say, you know what, that's it. I don't care what nobody says.
Same,
I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm living my life. I'm living my life for the Lord. I'm going to step out here on faith, and I'm going to do what God has called me to do and walk into my purpose.
Absolutely.
And so I am with that. And anyone that is willing to do that, I can stand behind and support and know that whatever, like I said, if you have God and that's who you serve and that's who you live for and you are doing the right thing, you are, you know, making sure you're saying your word, you're paying your tithes, whatever you touch,
Absolutely. And you have to be careful. Like I tell our listeners all the time, you have to be careful who you talk to, who you surround yourself with, who you connect yourself with, because it can hinder you. You know, if you're trying to go make $1 million and you got somebody who's satisfied with being poor, you don't need to be around them. Like TDJ said, if you the only brain in your circle, you're in the wrong class.
That's right.
You need to
get
with somebody who's over you. So, and dress. You need to dress for where you're going. I got to get a whole new wardrobe because sometimes I get lax. I throw on some jeans and throw on this and that. It's time for me to pull a step up. I got to take it up a notch.
Absolutely.
You know, so to dress where I'm going, because I know where I'm going.
Yeah,
I ain't been with no jeans.
So.
Hey, I'm going to the Sears Tower. I can't walk in there with no jeans on.
Not even on the chill day. Now we can have casual.
No, can't even have a chill. You have no idea who you may run into.
That's what I'm saying. Not even on a chill day.
Yeah, they won't be none. They won't be any chill.
That's right.
I'm excited,
awesome.
As always. I want to definitely thank our listeners for taking the time out of their busy, busy schedule and listening to our show tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. Who do we have to? No, we don't have anybody tomorrow. We won't be back until Monday at 7 p.m., so you guys enjoy your weekend. If you missed the interview, feel free to go back and listen, and we are going to turn it in.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. I'll see you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.